Hilchos Nizkei Mammon, the laws of damages caused by one's property, chapter 7. This chapter contains 13 halachas. The subject matter contained in this chapter, chapter 7, deals with what is considered a proper guarding of one's property, of one's animals, and what is considered a weaker or improper type of guarding. And the final halachas in the chapter deal with how we estimate the salvage value of the damaged article to subtract that from the total amount of the damage. Chapter 7, Halacha Aleph, Shor Shekoshrei Ba'olav B'Maseira, an ox whose owner chained it up with a rope, V'Noal B'Fonav Karoy, and he locked the door in front of it properly. This is considered a proper type of guarding of the animal, as we have learned in previous chapters, V'Yotza V'Hizik, and it went out, and it caused a damage, Im Tomhu M'Shalem Chatzi Nezek. Even though this is an adequate type of caretaking of the animal, nevertheless, it's not an extra special type of caretaking, and it has not removed him from the responsibility of paying half the damage in the case of a tam, in the case of an inexperienced ox, where he pays as a penalty half the amount of the damage. He has not relieved himself of that responsibility by doing a merely adequate type of watching, and therefore he still has to pay. V'im hoya mu'ed, if, however, he was mu'ed, it was an experienced ox for which one has to pay the full damages, potter, then in this case he does not have to pay, because here his adequate watching is good enough. Shenema, as the pasuk specifies, v'lo yishmerenu. In the case of mu'ed, in the case of the experienced ox, the pasuk says he will pay only if lo yishmerenu, he does not take care with his animal. Ha'im shamroi. So, therefore, here, since he did take adequate care, potter, he does not have to pay. V'shamer huzah, because this one is guarded. V'cheinim hizik v'davah shehu mu'ad lo mitchilos. Similarly, if it caused a kind of a damage which to begin with is considered experienced, kegoin sha'achal dvarim ha'iru'uyim loy, such as the case of shein, the damage with the tooth, it ate things which it ordinarily eats, or it broke something with its feet while it was walking, that's the damage of a regel, then he does not have to pay. Halacha Beis, if it was experienced to damage with its right horn, but not experienced with its left horn, and after he had taken an adequate care of the animal, it nevertheless went out, and it gored someone, bein bekeren yomin, bein besmoil, regardless of whether it gored with its right horn or its left horn, mishalim chatzi nezek, he has to pay half the damage. The adequate caretaking of the case of a mu'ad that we learned in Halacha Aleph, that he does not have to pay, that means he does not have to pay for the second half of the damage, but the first half of the damage, which he would have to pay even if he were tam, he was not excused from it. And therefore here he has to pay the half the damage, regardless of whether it's the horn for which he is inexperienced, where he has to pay the half damage, or the horn where he's experienced, he's excused only from the second half, but not the first half. Halacha Gimel, Behema shechavla ba'adam, an animal that damaged a human being, bein b'kavona, bein shaloi b'kavona, regardless of whether it deliberately caused this damage or it did it not deliberately, im tamahi, if it's an animal that's not experienced to do this damage, mishalim chatzi nezek migufa, it pays half the damage from the body of the animal itself, as the ordinary case, v'muedesi, and if it's experienced, mishalim nezek sholim, he has to pay the full amount of the damage. Upotem min hasheves, however, he only pays the actual monetary damage. Potem min hasheves, he does not have to pay for the time that the person is unemployed, umin haboishes, or for the embarrassment caused to the person by the damage, umin atzar, or the pain, umin horipui, or the medical expenses. We learned some of the details of some of these items in Hilchas Nara Besula, and we will learn them again in Hilchas Choyvel Umazik. In any case, when a human being causes damage to another human being, he has to pay in addition to the damages, some of these other items. But however, these other four items, besides the actual monetary damage, the Torah only made a person responsible to pay it if it's a person who did the damage. If a person damaged another, but if an animal damaged a human being, this is the same law as if it had damaged a person's property, and he has to pay only half the damage. And therefore, when his ox caused an embarrassment to someone else, for instance, it urinated on him, or it licked him, and it caused him to be embarrassed, Potter, the owner of the ox, does not have to pay. However, if the owner himself caused an embarrassment to someone, chayav, he has to pay, as we will learn in Hilchos Chovel Umazik. So here we have a case where the person who caused the damage is stricter than when the animal causes a damage. Now we have an opposite case where the animal is stricter. If his animal, if his ox, caused an injury to his father or mother, to the owner's father or mother, or shehidlik gidish chaverei b'Shabbos, or it set fire to someone else's standing corn on Shabbos, chayiv banizokim. Then he has to pay for the damages. Even though, if the person himself had caused the damage, ve'ilu haya, hu ba'atzmai hori, says that if he himself had done it, potem milashalim, then he does not have to pay, because he had committed a sin for which there is a capital punishment, and therefore he does not have to pay monetary damages. K'moshe Yisbar, as we will learn in Hilchos Chovel Umazik, halacha dalet, hamach neshoyrei lachatzar bal abayis shaloi bershus, if someone takes his ox into a courtyard, a private property of some other owner, shaloi bershus, without permission, v'nokhoi shoyrei shal bal abayis, and the ox of the property owner here gored this trespassing ox, oynoshchei kalboi, or the owner's dog bit the trespassing ox, potter. The owner of the animal does not have to pay for the damage. However, if the trespassing ox gored the ox of the owner of the property, im hoya tom, if it's an inexperienced ox who did the goring, mishalim chatzi nezek, he pays half the damage, im hoya muad, if it was experienced, mishalim nezek sholim, he has to pay the full damages, kedin haneger b'shus harabim, just as is the case where he had done it in public property. Halacha hei, nafal aboyer shebechotzer zu, if the ox trespassed into the property and it fell into a well that was there, the hivishes meimav, and he caused the water to dry up, im hivishes meimav miyad, if he caused this to happen instantaneously, that is, he fell in, and with a big splash, all the water was splashed out, and he dried it up, bishas nefila, while he fell in, chayav, benizkei hamayim, then he has to pay the damages for the loss of the water. Because this is treated as the ordinary case of an ox that caused the damage. V'im achaz man, if however the loss of the water took place later on, potter, then he does not have to pay. For instance, the ox drank up the water over a period of time while he was down there in the well, potter, then the owner of the ox does not have to pay. Shaharei nasa hashor takola kabor, because here the ox is treated not as an ox that caused the damage, since the ox is stationary down at the bottom of the well and is trapped there, is considered as an inanimate object, kabor, such as a pit or hole that one dug in a public property. These laws will be learned in chapter 12 and 13. Bahamayim harei hegen kekelim, and the water that was damaged by it is considered like utensils that were damaged by some inanimate object that one left in a public property. V'loi matzinu bor shechiyuv b'yis hakelim, and when such an inanimate object causes damage to another inanimate object, we will learn the details in chapter 13, that we have always found that one does not have to pay for such a damage. All of these cases are in the case where the ox trespassed without permission, the imhichnis b'shus bala, then bal hashor poter. If, however, he brought his ox in with permission, then the owner of the ox does not have to pay. V'im kibel alav bala bayis lishmor, and if the owner of the property not only gave permission to bring the ox in there, but he also took responsibility for the ox, hareihu chayiv benezek hashor shenafal aboyer, then not only does the owner of the ox not have to pay for damage caused by the ox, but the owner of the property has to pay for the damage incurred by for the damage that happened to the ox while falling into the pit. Halacha vav, hichnis shori lachatzar bal habayis, if one brought his ox into the private property of the property owner, shaloi b'shus, without permission, v'hizik es bal habayis, and the ox damaged, injured the owner of the property, Oisha huzak by bal habayis, or he did not directly injure him, but the owner tripped over him and became automatically injured due to the ox, Oisha chofar b'chotzer boris shichin umayris, or it dug all sorts of holes in the ground, holes and pits and ditches, bal hashor chayv b'niskei chotzer, the owner of the ox has to pay for damage that occurred to the courtyard, or bal chotzer chayv b'niskei habor. The owner of the courtyard now has to pay for any damage that's caused by the holes that the ox dug. Shahari olav l'sasmai, because the responsibility lies on the property owner to close up the holes. Halocha zayin, hizik bal habayis es hashor, if the owner of the property caused he himself caused damage to the trespassing ox, im hizikoy shaloy ledas, if he did it not deliberately, he did it unknowingly, he caused this damage, potter, then he does not have to pay, even though ordinarily a person has to pay for a damage that he himself did, even if he did it unwillingly. Nevertheless, here he doesn't pay. Shahari oimrim loy, because we can say to the owner of the ox, lama nichnasta shaloy bershus, the owner of the property says, why did you come in without permission? Shaloi yadaiti ad shagakti boch, and I didn't even know that your ox was there until I unwittingly caused the damage. This is if he did it unintentionally. V'im hizikoy ledas, if, however, the owner of the property deliberately caused the damage to the trespassing ox, chayev nezek shalim, he must pay the full damages. Because his ownership of the property gives him the right to forbid trespass, and it gives him the right to evict all trespassers from his property. But deliberately to damage a trespasser, for this he does not get such a right by means of his ownership of the property. Halochiches shamin lanizokin. We make allowances in the case of damage for the salvage value of the damaged property. Ketzat, for example, harei sheshava kli shel chaveiroi bein hu bein behemtai. If either he himself or his ox broke someone else's utensil, ein oimrim lamazik, we do not say to the one who caused the injury, kach ato hakli hashover, you take away the broken utensil, v'shalim lozer demei hakli, and pay to the injured party, pay him the full value of the utensil. We don't say so. Ela oimdim, we have to estimate kama pochas akli midamav, how much was the value of the utensil lowered by this breakage, v'noisen loy kol hapchas, and he pays him the full amount of the loss in value. Im hamazik muad, if the one who caused the damage was an animal and it was experienced, like chatzi apchas, or he pays him half of the loss of the value, im hoyatam, if it was an inexperienced animal, shenemar, because the pasuk says in the case of an ox that killed another ox, v'hameis yieloi, the dead animal shall belong to him, and that means lanizak, to the owner of the damaged property. Tochas hanevela shall nizak, if the in between the time that the damage occurred and the time that the Bezdin assessed the value of the damage, the value of the carcass had gone down, shall nizak. then this loss is borne entirely by the one who sustained the damage, the one who received the damage, that is, Ushvach HaNevela. If, however, the carcass went up in value, Choyl Kimoyse HaNizak VaHamazik, then the one who caused the damage and the one who received the damage divide this increase in value. And an example is given shortly, Halochetes, Ketzad, for example, Shor Sheva Masayim, if an ox that was worth 200, Shenagchuhu, and it was gored by another ox, Vameis, and it died, Baharei Hanaveila Shava Bishas Misa Meya, and at the time that it died, the carcass was worth 100, so there was a damage of 100. Ubishas Hamada Bidin, but by the time the case came to court, Pachasa, the carcass is worth less, Vahare Shavish Mainim, and it's only worth 80, so the damage now has increased to 120. Ein Hamazik Mishalim Ela Meya Im Hoya Muad. Then we do not say that the one who caused the damage has to pay the 120, he has to pay only the 100. The loss is borne entirely by the one who received the injury. Im Hoya Muad, in the case where the one who caused the damage was experienced, so he has to pay the full damage, and the damage is 100. Im Hoya Tam, and if it was inexperienced, Mishalim Leichamishim, then he has to pay only 50, Migufay, and only from the body of the one that caused the damage. Halocha Yud, Hishbicha Hanevela, in the previous case, by the time the case came to court, the carcass had gone up in value, Vaharei Hishava Bishas Hamada Bidin Meya Ve'esrim, and now at the time of the case coming to court, it was now worth 120, so the damage is now no longer 100, it's only 80. Hare Hamazik Mishalim Loitishim Im Hoya Muad. So they split the difference, and the one who caused the damage pays neither 80 nor 100, but he pays 90. They split the difference. Im Hoya Muad, he pays 90 if it was an experienced animal. Im Hoya Tam, if it was inexperienced. Mishalim Arboim Vachamisha Migufa, he pays only half the damage, 45 Migufa from its own body. Zeu Shenema, and this is the case in which, this is the specific case in which the Torah says there in Mishpatim Vegames Hamed, and also the dead one, the carcass, they shall divide between themselves. That's in this particular case. Shvach hameis yechetzun. And we learn by oral tradition that that means that the increase in value of the carcass shall be split between them. Halachi yudalav shorishav masayim, an ox that was worth 200. Shenogach shorishav masayim, and it gored another ox that was also worth 200. Vehivchisei chamishim, and now it went down in value by 50. Ubishas hamada bedin, and by the time the case came to court, hishbiach hanizak, the damaged animal, now had partly recovered, and it went up in value, vaharei hushave arba meizuz, and it's worth much more than to begin with. It was fattened up, and it's now worth 400 zuzim. Ve'ilulei hanegicha shevchisai, and had there not been such a goring which brought it down originally in value, hayashave shmeinemeis, it would now have been worth 800. So it would appear that there is a damage here of 400. Because here it would have gone up to value to 800, and here it only went up in value to 400. Bein shepitmoy, bein sheshavach me'elav, regardless of where the increase in value came from, that is, regardless of whether it grew by its, he fattened it up deliberately, so the owner was responsible for the increase in value, bein sheshavach me'elav, or it simply increased in value by itself because the market value of animals went up. Nevertheless, ein noisin ela kishas hanezek, he only has to pay him according to the time when the damage occurred. And he doesn't have to pay for the loss in profit that might have occurred. Ha kochash machmas hamake, if, however, the animal became thinner, became skinny, became lessened in value because of the injury, v'shas hamada bedin, by the time it came to court, v'harei hapchas shav meye, and the loss in value is worth 100, noisin like v'shas hamada bedin, in this case he has to pay according to the values at the time of the judgment. Halocha yud beis, hishbiach hamazik v'shas hamada bedin, if the one that caused the injury became greater in value. Let us say it's a case of a tam here we're speaking, and a tam has to pay only from its own body, and let us say the value of the tam had originally not been equal to the half of the damage, and therefore he could only collect what the value of the tam was then, and between the time of the injury and the time that the case came to court, hishbiach hamazik, the animal that caused the injury had gone up in value, b'shas hamada bedin, when the case came to court, imach mashapit meishavach, if it went up in value because its owner fed it and fattened it up, eini mishtalim mimenu, you can, then you only have to pay from the value of this ox, elamasha hoyeshavah b'shash Isaac, only the amount that it had been worth at the time it caused the damage. If, however, by itself it went up in value because the market value of animals increased, then you have to pay the full value, half the value of the damage, even from the entire animal, according to its value at the time of the court case. Halacha Yud Gimel. Al hamazik litroyach b'neveila, achemamtzi oisel anizak. When we said earlier in this chapter that the carcass belongs to the one who sustained the damage, the owner of the damaged property, and the owner of the ox that caused the injury has to pay only the difference. Now, however, the one who caused the damage has to go to the trouble of delivering the carcass to the one who received the injury. Ketzat, for example, kegoin shenofel hashoy labor umeiz, if the ox fell into his pit and it died there, then the one who caused the injury, the owner of the pit, has to raise the carcass up out of the well, and he has to deliver it to the one who received the injury. And only then do we make him the allowance, and he pays for the loss in value of the carcass from the living animal. Shenema, as the pasuk says, Kesef Yoshiv Libal, to return the money to its owner, Vahameis Yiyaloy, and the carcass shall belong to him, to its original owner, Malamit. This teaches us, Shehu Chayev Lahoshiv Es Hanevela, Ves Hapchas Shapochas Amin Achay Lanizak, that the one who caused the damage has to deliver the carcass and the money to cover the loss in value that it lost since it was alive. He has to deliver both of these things to the owner of the damaged property, v'im hoyotam, and if it was an inexperienced ox that caused the damage, chatzi hapchas, then he has to pay only half of the lost in value. K'moshe beyarnu, as we have learned earlier, that tam pays only half the value.